Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. And before we start our regular program, why do disabled people have it so hard? Our deepest condolences to the families of the GIs over there in Afghanistan who stood and tried to protect people. And the 15, I believe it was 15, who were wounded, a speedy recovery. And, you know, we got to appreciate people who serve this country, that they stand with their lives. So the deepest condolences and the stupidity of some people who believe that if you kill someone, you're gaining life. I mean, that's one of the oldest devil policies in the world. Inner Sight, there's a lot of people in this country and around the world who have it hard. You don't have to be disabled to have a hard time. The difference is that for most people, if they're not disabled and they have a difficult time, they can correct that. They can do certain things because it's there for them to correct it. See? As long as it's there, you can use it. You can choose it. You can utilize difference. If it's not there, and it's supposed to be there, and the money is there to make things accessible, and it's not being done, that should be a great crime against humanity. Because you're taking people and challenging them mentally and destroying people mentally. The wear and tear, and you know, it's very difficult to get through a situation when you're not equal. So why is it that disabled people have such a hard time? Well, most people are going to say, oh, well, obviously, because they're disabled. Now, I can only speak for myself, but I'll bet that a lot of other disabled people feel this way. All right, I'm visually impaired all my life. I got a little light in my left eye. And I will admit that it can be annoying, it's a pain in the ass and all that. It's not what really makes my life hard. You know what it is that makes my life hard? The fact that I have to fight and struggle for the simple things that everybody else takes for granted. It's not so much your disability per se. You know, and I'll tell you something, your disability would be a lot easier to deal with if you knew you had whatever you need to live your life, especially if the funding is there to give you that. That makes it worse, that the money is there and we can't supervise it, you know. We can't control it. It's not going into our space where we can utilize it and say, you know, hey, I got the money for my wheelchair or my service dog or my housing. You know? And why the government be providing that money? Oh. You never hear this talked about much, but we believe they should be providing that money because they owe it to us, just like they owe everybody else. As we talked about last night, people don't have to fight or argue or advocate or go to court to have a sign that they can read. It's there. Yeah, sure, the sign can break, somebody could take it down, so we're not talking about that, you know. But in our case, it's not even there that somebody can break it, because it's not there for us to read. So look at how much worse that makes the situation. That you have the resources, you have the means, you have the funding, and yet you're being told you cannot utilize these things for your equality. And people would have the philosophy of, well, they didn't know. That's a bunch of bull. What do you mean they didn't know? Disabled people have been around for thousands and thousands of years. They knew. They left us out. And now, of course, it's a big mess. It's going to take a tremendous thrust forward and in the right way to straighten this mess out. And if we don't get supervision of the money that's there to help us, we will never have our freedom because we'll always be controlled and under supervision by agencies. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about that some more. And we will give the solution. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's not the call-in number. That's the Inner Sight number. All right, we'll give you the call-in number a little bit on the show. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, Little Bear. Roar. The Akita, great, great, beautiful dog, makes a great service dog. You get the right one, and very, very loyal animals. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, Big East, AkitaRescue.org. If you want to email them, Big East, AkitaRescue@Verizon.com, I believe it is. All right, they're on Verizon. All right, you need dog food, cat food, medical. Nobody starved on Long Island. That's my buddy Gary and his program. 631-484-3085. Give him a call and tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He'll appreciate that. And we thank him for his help in the past and look forward to dealing with him in the future. 631-484-3085 on that. Nobody starved on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Connection, the Long Island Coalition for helping. And certainly don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for that child. Corey, Avante, Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention some of the youngsters who have passed away. And they'll always be in our memory. All right. We tell you that. We mention these names every night because we believe that children should be more protected. We've done shows on that, too. Inner Sight and some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Touro Law Center, Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant, Suffolk Bus Corp. And if you'd like to match their $2,000 donation, that would be really cool. We can give you a whole year's worth of publicity on this show. We can contact the newspapers on your behalf. And I'm pretty sure that the local papers who did a story on us back in July would do a follow-up on a business if you matched it. They mentioned that in the article. So it would be very apropos for them to do a follow-up. Inner Sight, contact us. InnerSight@pmail.com. No attachments. And we'd be happy to leave a, don't forget to give a contact number to call you back so we can talk and work things out on the promotion for that $2,000 donation. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Let's see. We'll hold off on the Able News for a little bit. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde, disabled lawyer. So if you have any insight, any human rights issues, call Jim. Yes. People all over the world who are disabled are in the same predicament. Some maybe have it better. I don't know what goes on in other countries. You hear things, but then you know, you hear things and then you check it out and you find out it's not so. Been before. All right, I heard it was supposed to be better in Canada, and upon checking it out, we found out that it's the same business, that they run the service dog schools the same way, no rights. So why is it that we who are disabled have it so hard? Okay, you have a disability, you learn to live with it, you conquer it, you are determined that you're going to live your life. Now, not everybody gets through it like that. Some people can't deal with it. You know, happens. I knew one guy who was blind, and he couldn't deal with it anymore. He drank himself to death. And one day he just fell over and died. He couldn't deal with it. Being blind. It's all according to your mental outlook. All right. So the hardest part about being disabled is having to try to do the job that the government should have done. That to me, and I'm sure to many others. Now you're disabled. You're trying to live your life. You're trying to get as much out of your body as you can, movement and all that, and you know, looking for ways. And a lot of people look for natural ways to improve. The medical profession is not the best. All they'll do is drug you up, and you'll get all kinds of side effects. The natural way is probably better. But now the government puts a monkey wrench in your way. See? Because they'll only pay for the drugs for the most part. Very little will they pay for the holistic healing, as they call it. So there you have a situation, you know, where the money, again, is not being used the way the person wants it to be used, the way the person needs it to be used, all right? And, it's true not only for the disabled, but for all. But at least the able-bodied person has more of an option. I mean, you know, if they have any funds, they could possibly travel to another country where they have the socialized medicine and get services that they're looking for. Now, when you're disabled, it's a lot harder to do that. You can't take your aid. You'll lose your aid. You'll lose your services. So there you have the monkey wrench thrown in. And on top of that, if you want to try to correct your condition, you want to try to get a job and you're disabled, go down the street and if you're visually impaired, you go down the street with your cane or your guide dog, but you can't read the signs, help wanted and all that. And if you're in the wheelchair, you go down the road and half the places you can't even get into, even if you can read the sign. You see the obstacles they put in our way that shouldn't be there. Now somebody said to me, oh, in a perfect world, they wouldn't. We're not looking for a perfect world. We're looking for the same thing everybody else has, even when the money is there to bring that about. See, that makes it worse. That you know it's there, the resources are there, and you still have to struggle and fight because the government didn't do their job, and certainly the agencies aren't doing their job. That was the subject of a year ago May from Eyewitness News and Michelle Charlesworth. I believe that story on Inner Sight is still up there on ABC Eyewitness News, New York. So what we face, all right, the simple task of trying to live your life within the context of the services and the obstacles that are in your way and the money that's not there that goes into the pockets of these agencies. It's going to the wrong place. See? Because somebody figured out a long time ago a person is disabled, there's something wrong with them. Can't let them live their lives. That's really what this is all about. You know, that's why you got all these social workers and psychologists and all this other crap, assuming that everybody who's disabled is unfit psychologically. Now, I'm not saying that some people aren't, but that's not everybody. And that's why the money is not under our power. Because they figured this out and they set up these agencies. You know, that's why people go into nursing homes. Because the money is not there to have them stay in their own home and be protected. So being disabled in of itself, the hardest thing in the world. And if it is to many, it would be a lot easier if you had everything you needed to advance your life. So there is the clue right there as to what is wrong. Take a person who's disabled. All right? Hard enough, granted. Take away their equality. Put up barriers. Give the money to agencies. Make them fight for it. Make them, have to go in and advocate for it. Make them have to go to court. Make them have to stand up and stress themselves out. Now, because of all that, you're making the person's disability worse than what it is. That's what's happening here. What's so hard about being disabled? The fact that the government and the agencies want it to be hard. They won't make it easy for us. I mean, there's so many examples of that, you know. Next month is National Service Dog Month. Go to a service dog school. Train 3 weeks with the dog. Fall in love with the dog. Bond with the dog. Agencies use you to raise $50,000 to $100,000. Deny you the dog. Oh, I didn't like the way you did this or that or the other thing, whatever it is. They keep the money. They deny you the dog. You're disabled. Denying you that dog can make your disability 1,000 times worse. Classic example of what we're talking about. With no law to protect you. No government agency to go to and say, hey, I want this investigated. Why didn't they give me my dog? I want a hearing. I want the court involved. You know, nothing. Now, how many people go through that in the course of a year and become depressed, mentally distraught, you know, and very upset? And we don't know. There's no statistics on that. But I bet you it happens to a lot of people. And no way to fight back. That's got to be the worst. And then if you learn to get the dog on your own, they look down on you and they'll tell the animal medical, well, we didn't train the dog. Don't take care of that dog. Even though the dog is a real service dog. So there you have a situation where thousands and thousands of people are being made worse who are disabled. And that without justice. Inner Sight, hello. All right.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do the ABLE news.
Yeah, I will. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE is now online. ABLE News is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petition, the two of them, change.org, at the one on the nursing homes and the one on the service dog schools. Yes, and agencies and government have taken our disability and made it worse by forcing us who want to advance our lives. A lot of disabled people give up on this. They don't want to.
Yes,
they don't want to advocate.
No,
and
they
I don't
just want to live. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've forced us because we want to advance our lives. You got the money that's supposed to help me advance my life. You put that money up, and it's not that you are. In other words, that money is owed to us. You know, it's not like they put it up and it's not owed to us. I mean,
it's already been allotted for us, and we don't get it.
Well, it's been allotted to the agencies, not to us.
Well, it's allotted in our name at the agencies.
You know?
So, I mean, that means it's kind of worse than any situation. You know, if something is, you know, you have an underprivileged group and the money is, you know, there for that underprivileged group, you should want it, right? And if you were part of that underprivileged group. But let me say something. Disabled person, they don't get it. They don't get it at all. I mean, meaning get the money, the actual money.
Well, it's not that we're looking to get money. You know, we're looking to get the help that money brings to our lives that's supposed to be there to make it so that we are equal to everyone else.
That's true.
That's the whole point of what we're talking about. You know, the money is there for the average person. And it has been used to advance that person's life and to give them what they need to operate, to go out and get a job. You know, what we need is the same thing that everybody else has, only in a modified version, that we can comprehend it. We can comprehend what's going on. That's the whole bottom line. And because they make us fight for it and have to stress ourselves out and fight and argue and all that, it's made our disability worse.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say that it hasn't.
See? So the government and the agencies are making us worse.
I would say.
Except giving us the bare necessities of life.
That's
that
true.
We need.
I'm still waiting on glasses, Frank. Or at least a word
that might count for... That's one example.
Yeah.
You know? Because the money should be there for your glasses.
Right.
Should be in an account. Vision.
Yep.
Here's your money for the vision.
Let's
say $5,000 for the year.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money.
No, it isn't.
The government would put up
$2,500,
and the Commission for the Blind would put up the other $25, and you'd have the money for your glasses, and you wouldn't have to worry, and you wouldn't have to look at all the stress that one fact would take off of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get my glasses. I'm going to get two or three pair, in fact. See, that's all we're talking about. We shouldn't have to go fight for that. People don't have to go fight because they want to see.
People
it's
tell
there.
Me, you know, people ask me, you're supposed to be legally blind. Glasses aren't supposed to correct your vision. And I said to him, not the people who, you know, are rating me or whatever, but just your common folks. So people, you know, either know too much about the law or they just want to, you know, bust your chops and not really know what is going on in your life. So I begin to say, these glasses only bring me to legally blind. So meaning my glasses only allows me to see.
Well, you're legally blind with corrected lenses.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they
that's what you need to get disability.
That's right.
People don't understand that. They ought to go educate themselves.
That's true.
Stop being so stupid.
That too.
So,
that really bothers me. When you don't know, you assume. And then an assumption is not a good thing in a lot of things.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, you know, you don't ask to be disabled. Most people don't want to be disabled, you know. But the bottom line is that because the way they've set things up, they've taken on disability and they magnify it 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times.
Yeah.
Whereas it would be a lot easier to deal with that disability if you knew you had everything that you need to advance your life. And the money's there for it. See? In other words, it's like one person said to me who's disabled, oh, they think it's funny. They want to laugh at us. They think it's funny that we're struggling like this. Oh, who knows? They could be right. You know, we did a show a while back that how many haters
are there?
Run these agencies.
A lot.
People shouldn't be in these jobs.
But some aren't, but yeah. Some are.
Sure.
Some actually really want to give you what you need, but others, you're like, seriously? They don't want to give you anything, you know?
Well, they may want to give you what you need, but we've seen this happen. People like that have been fired.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Because it goes against the policy of the agencies and the way they're set up.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Why is it so hard to be disabled? I'd like to hear people say what they think. You know.
Let me see who's...
Anybody on the line?
Not the last time I checked, so I'm going to check right now.
All right.
Let me see. Nope, just
don't
us.
Forget. We're on television. We were on 7:30 tonight. Altice, Channel 20. We are on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, on Wednesday night at 11. So check us out on the reruns for now. And talking tonight about why is it so hard to be disabled. You know, I mean, a person goes to a place and they get in the place and then they find they got to use the restroom and they can't get in the restroom. Why is it so hard to be disabled? See? And the restroom was built, it was made. The money was spent already on it. See? Why is it so hard to be disabled? Because some jackasses left us out.
That's the
not
truth.
Enabling us to to get into the damn place to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's a reason why it's so hard to be disabled.
Yeah, good one.
Nothing to do with us. Not our fault. The government and the agencies. Who else is responsible?
Yeah.
You know? Some people say the owner. Well, the government and the agencies should make sure that the owner does it right.
Yeah.
And they should put up some of the money. Because they owe us that, just like they owe everybody else. They owe the person who's coming into their establishment to be able to access the bathroom for their health and well-being. They owe us the same damn thing.
That's right.
And there's a big reason why it's so hard to be disabled. That you got to stay outside that place and hold in your waste.
Oh, yeah.
It's a damn disgrace. People ought to be arrested who are causing that. There's no law. The law is not strict enough. You know, that's just one example. You know, the person who gets lost in the middle of the night, who's blind, walking with a stick, right?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where they are. Can't read the signs. You know, if you're lucky, you have a phone. You can dial 911, but you gotta be able to. I guess they could trace you on the phone. I don't know.
No.
To find your location, because you can't read the street.
There's no way.
How does that work? On those smartphones. If you dial 911, you don't know where you are, you're blind, can they figure out your location on the phone?
Yeah, they can. General location. It depends on what software you're using and stuff like that, yeah.
All right, so at least you got that much. If you got
as
the
long
phone
as
and,
you,
it, and it, if I'm the sorry. Phone's working.
As long as you enable the E911 system. If you don't, then it's going to be a little bit more difficult. They'd have to go through the company, that telephone provider, I think, and then find out what went on, if they got the last signal for that person in a certain area.
All right. But the point is, we shouldn't have to go through those things. See, that makes your disability harder, too.
Yeah.
We
How about the life alert system?
What?
I have a life alert that at times I can't hear. Mm-hmm.
We should be able to access signs like anybody else. The money, again, the money is there. The money was there to put the sign up. They put it up. The government has to approve the sign. You know, the agencies for the blind should put up half the money. So it's not a big tax burden on people, and those agencies get taxed, right? They're tax exempt. So look at how that can save taxes on people.
Yeah.
So if the money is there for the sign, then why were we left out? Because there's no damn law and no enforcement. So just put the sign up. And along comes a blind person, and you can't read it. You don't know nothing.
Yeah.
And they get away with it.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that makes our disability worse than it is. It's not the disability itself, per se.
Right.
It's the fact that they didn't do things for us the way they do them for everybody else.
Nah.
That makes it worse. you know. And then you got to go meet with your politicians, and you got to try to get a news story on it, and you got to do this and that and the other thing. And you know what? The bottom line, it's not going to do a damn thing. Because there's no enforcement. In order to make these people do this, they got to know that something's going to happen to them if they don't do it.
That's true.
You know, you got 30 days to fix these signs so that everybody can read them. Otherwise, you're going to get a summons and or jail. That's what the law should be. Because they're spending the money. But they're not spending the money for everybody.
That's true.
They're only spending the money for certain kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's the crime. That should be a crime. Because now they're capitalizing on people's disability.
Disadvantage. And disadvantage at that point.
Yeah. 213-816-1650 on the call-in number. And let's see, tomorrow night's the funnies, so don't forget, we have the real letter that the ex-governor wrote. We'll tell you about the real letter.
I know. I'm going to be laughing.
Tomorrow night. And we have, by the way, I didn't tell anybody about this, but we have a special treat right now.
Oh.
We have the guy who wrote the real letter.
Oh, even better.
Is on the phone. And Pat, are you there?
Yeah. What do you want? What do you bother me for? I got enough trouble. You know? Here they say I got arthritis in the brain.
In the brain? How could you have arthritis in the brain? There's no bones.
What are you talking about? I'm a bonehead.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, did you write the letter?
What letter? What are you talking about?
Oh, for the ex-governor, Cuomo.
Well, you know, he called me up and I said, listen, I said, Andy, I said, what's the matter with you? You got brains in your ass or what? You know? And then he asked me to write him a letter. I said, listen, I'm going to write you the letter in honor of your father, Mario. We were good friends, you know. I'm going to write the letter. But I suggest you get out of there fast and just take the letter and get a job as a plumber.
With Norton.
All right. Thank you, Pat. We'll be with you tomorrow night.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
I'll read the letter.
Okay.
All right. There you have, folks, a little preview of
tomorrow.
The letter. See, Andy Cuomo didn't send out the real letter.
Oh, it's going to be read tomorrow.
He sent out a letter that his people wrote.
Yeah.
But the real letter was written by Pat Cooper for him.
Uh-huh.
He didn't want to send out that letter.
No.
All right, Inner Sight. Anybody on the line?
No.
All right. And talking tonight about why do disabled people have it so hard, you know, when you have a home health aide, you know, and let's say you have a little extra funding or somebody gives you the funding or something, you want to go on vacation. You know, and now you need that aide to go with you. So But the money is not spent like that. You know? The aid has to be in the house with you. And I guess they're allowed to go to the doctors or whatever.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
you. Yeah. But not on vacation.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
See? So why isn't the money spent if the person wants to go on vacation? Why isn't the money still there? See? See, there's where people's freedom is taken away. There's something that makes a person's disability harder.
Of course.
Because you got to fight for that. And by the time you fight for it, your vacation is way over.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? That's why we say, and yeah, I'm going to repeat myself until it happens. That's why we say that the money should be in the person's account in their name. This is your money for your home health aid. You know, as long as you don't use that money in an illegal way for criminal goings-on, and that aid is helping you, you're good.
Yeah.
And you're protected by law. And the money is protected by law.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if the agency wants to come along and take that money away, they got to show proof in a court.
Yeah.
Not
sure
just
do.
Interfere. Because they're interfering with your life, with your disability.
They are.
See? And that's what's happening now. They're interfering with our disability by holding the money against us. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. See? That's why the money should be in the hands of the person. And of course, for those who cannot perceive what's going on and all that, then yeah, you got to have somebody honorable and somebody bonded to stand by and make sure that the money's being used for you. Granted.
Mm-hmm.
So there are numerous reasons why disabled people have it bad. And it's not necessarily because you're disabled.
Mm-hmm.
It goes above and beyond that. Yeah. Inner sight tells it the way it is.
Yes, we do.
If you built something, and you used money to build it, and the government allowed you to build it, and the government put up the rules or whatever, and you didn't make that place for everybody, you're making people's disability worse.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that. And that's why many of us get worse.
That's
because
true.
We're being stopped from living our lives. We're being stopped from being equal. And the government and the agencies are using our money to stop us. Because they're not using the money in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight. And we want to remind people we're looking for somebody to match a $2,000 donation from Suffolk Bus Corp. We really would like to find somebody and promote your business and let people know what you're about. We have almost 110,000 listeners on this show. We have the cable show that hopefully will be back soon on rerun now. And once we get that cable show back, we're going to upload the shows onto YouTube.
Which will be awesome.
So we'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also contact, especially if you're in Suffolk County, we can also contact the newspapers who wrote the story in July. It was carried in three papers.
Yeah.
And most likely they would be happy to do an update because they mentioned in the article that we were looking for somebody to match the $2,000.
Yeah.
So obviously they opened the door to do an update. So there you have a lot of stuff. We'll promote you for a whole year. We'll come to your place of business if you want and do a video and do the outside of the establishment and put that up on the end of our show. And that show goes all over the world. Well, what more do you want? Insight.
Yeah,
right. All right. You can call us if you're interested. 631-224-3090. All right. And how are we doing? No phone calls, right?
No phone calls.
All right. Seems as if people want to listen more than anything else on this show.
Yeah, they do.
That's all right.
I don't think it's only that. Yeah.
But next week the phones could be lit up like Christmas.
No, boy.
Well,
you're
going
to need two engineers. Yeah, that's the way it works, yeah. I think mostly because we still have that little once-in-a-while bug that comes to our guest line. That's the only reason, I think.
We
otherwise,
have what?
I think we get that little problem where we can't answer off the guest line still once in a while.
What do you mean? You can tell it. When is a phone
you
call?
You can see it, yeah. But you can't, people can't call in. What you'll see is the person shows up on the board, right? And then they go right back off, and then the same thing round and round until they finally get in.
Oh, they have to call in more than
more
once,
than
you
one.
Say?
Yeah.
All right,
mm-hmm.
Folks, so that's a problem of the Blog Talk Radio, not us.
That's right. That's right. And I can't fix it. It has to go to the engineer and or even checking the line, you know.
All right. So if you're trying to call in, redial.
Just keep trying. Yeah.
Keep trying, and we'll hopefully get through. 213-816-1650 on the inner site. Number.
We had that from September till now. Yeah, I already sent them a few emails, and they go, "You got to describe exactly what's happening." And I do. I said, and I sat down and I went, you know, a little bit at a time, and gave it to them. I still don't understand what's the answer. So it still peaks its head once in a while. It comes on. Well, we can't.
Yeah. Well. This is what happens when they're not
engineering
these shows. You know,
yeah,
they really should be there.
Time. Yeah, they should be.
Yeah. All right, inner sight, yes. Don't let these agencies take advantage of you.
No. You have to really stand up.
Fight them.
People
call
get
us.
Very insulted when you do that.
You know, the money is there. That money belongs to those of us who are disabled. It does not belong to the agencies.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to those of us who are living a disabled life.
That's true.
And the reason for that is because it wasn't used to minimize our disability. That's why we're in this situation.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all the years of demonstrations by groups didn't point this out. I never heard them once talk about money.
Mm.
I've been to quite a few of those
disabled stuff, yeah,
demonstrations and all that.
Mm.
You know, to take the one, the big one in Washington with the nursing homes. When I put the idea out there, and I believe I did even years ago. Why should the money go to agencies? Shouldn't it go to the people who need it?
Why?
Nobody responded. You know? So it went on and on and on, and they created these four monster programs that are only designed to make it worse for people.
Yeah.
Because the criteria is so stupid. And the situation got worse. It really got worse. We saw all that with the virus and with Cuomo and everything else. I will be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And tomorrow night, the Frolics. So don't forget, we'll have a little fun. We'll do some old Jackie Gleason stuff and probably some Fred.
Nah.
Fred with Grady. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you for being with us.
Goodbye.
Thank you for making us number 3 in the country in the top 10.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.